The next item, Mr. Chairman, on the agenda is a report. Grant Thornton is our external auditor for both the Brazos River Authority in general, as well as the retirement plan. They have completed the retirement plan audit for the last plan year, fiscal year for the retirement plan, and are here to report on the results of that particular audit. Two people, Ben Conley and Michelle Belia, are here to bring you this presentation.
Good morning. Like you said, I'm just going to go over the results of the audit that we completed. We did the field work in July and just the wrap up over the last couple of months. On page two. Okay, sorry about that. For the agenda, like I said, the results of the audit, we'll go over a few of the financial highlights. As well as our required auditor communications and any questions and answers that the committee might have. On slide three, for the results of the audit, we are issuing an unqualified or clean opinion on the financial statements. There were no significant deficiencies or material weaknesses noted throughout the course of the audit. No scope limitations, meaning that we were able to look at whatever we needed to and ask whatever questions we needed to in order to successfully complete our audit. We have no unresolved audit issues and are ready to issue the financial statements after today's meeting. The critical area of the audit is investments. That just means the area that we put the most focus on during the audit, and this relates to the valuation of the investments as well as the existence of those investments. On slide four, financial highlights for the defined contribution component. As you can see, there was an increase of roughly $600,000, with more the focus of those investments being within corporate bonds and corporate stock. The defined benefit component has a similar picture. The increase was $2 million, again with a focus on corporate bonds and common stock. For investment income, the income was roughly similar to last year. As you can see, the interest income increased slightly, which offset the slight decrease in net appreciation and fair value of those investments. For contributions, the majority of the $1.4 million in contributions is the employer contributions on the defined benefit component. And as you can see, the employer and employees' contributions are fairly similar, or I guess they're almost, there's more of the employer's contributions than employee contributions. That makes up, you know, a smaller portion of total contributions to the plan. The last slide is our required audit communications. This is with Statement Standards 61. Our responsibility under GAS is to issue our opinion for the audit. There were no initial selections of significant accounting policies during the year, meaning that the accounting policies used last year were the exact same as the ones that were used this year. There are no significant judgments or accounting estimates within the financial statements. There are no significant audit adjustments or past audit adjustments, those meaning where we found an audit adjustment that management passed on, there weren't any of those. We had no disagreements with management. As far as we are aware, management did not consult with our other auditors, meaning that a lot of times we'll call this opinion shopping, or if we weren't giving them the answer that they wanted on a certain accounting issue where they might go to another auditor and that was not seen. We had no difficulties encountered in performing the audit, and we did not perform any management advisory or other services as it relates to the benefit plan. Are there any questions? I believe you have this presentation as well as a copy of the draft financial statements in your board books, if you have any questions on those either. All right, thank you.